here's a story from The World.
For America and China to have any hope of getting along, the U.S. must never cross a red line. That red line? The U.S. must never treat Taiwan as an independent country. In Beijing's eyes, the island belongs to China, period. Even though Taiwan effectively runs its own affairs as an independent democratic state. The U.S. has respected China's demands for four decades, but now Secretary of State Pompeo is upgrading diplomatic ties between the U.S. and Taiwan. Here's the World Southeast Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen.
The U.S. carries out a complicated dance with Taiwan, with do's and don'ts. Do sell billions of dollars worth of weaponry to the island to deter against a potential Chinese invasion. But don't ever, ever, ever say Taiwan is a sovereign country, because that will provoke China to invade. There are all these rules, because without rules,
you're inviting potentially chaos, you're inviting the potential for mistakes to be made.
Drew Thompson was once beholden to those rules, helping guide Taiwan policy at the U.S. Defense Department. Now he's an analyst at the National University of Singapore. And the mistakes he refers to, those are mistakes that could trigger a war between the U.S. and China. But now Trump's administration is saying those rules, they were just, quote, attempts to appease the communist regime in Beijing. No more, says Mike Pompeo. Those rules are now null and void. Now, some say this is dangerous, but others are saying, finally. Bi Kim Chow, Taiwan's representative to the U.S., says this is, quote, decades of discrimination removed. And that sort of talk also resonates back home. A recent rally in Taiwan. They're chanting, fight for Trump. He's got fans there, people who love that he doesn't tiptoe around China. They're thrilled that maybe the U.S. can treat Taiwan more like a real country. America usually limits high-level contact with the island, but now all bets are off. And Chinese state media says if Pompeo himself dares to go there, get ready for a, quote, avalanche, because his madness will bring annihilation. I asked Drew Thompson if Pompeo's decision is a game changer.
If this decision had been made at the beginning of the administration, then I think the game would have been changed.
But that's the thing. This administration has a week left in office. Pompeo's spokeswoman has already said he won't be visiting Taiwan. And all this can be reversed by the new White House, according to Drew Thompson.
They can either revert back, or ideally the Biden administration takes this opportunity to review how it engages Taiwan.
Hard to say what Biden will do. Trump isn't the only one putting off anti-China vibes. There will be Democrats who like what Pompeo just did, even if they won't admit it publicly.
But you also have to consider how Taiwan interprets these changes and how Taiwan behaves. I mean, the big red line of all is Taiwan declaring independence.
That is the risk. Treat Taiwan like a real country, and its leaders may eventually say, well, if America's really got our back, let's just declare it. We are independent. For now, that scenario still feels like a remote possibility. Whether it becomes more likely will have everything to do with the rules Biden sets when he comes to the White House. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.